day because the Blue Angels are still practicing out there. Buzzing Around continues here on Afternoons Live. But you know what? This is the beach volleyball scene, and there's a beautiful beach around parts of Devil's Lake, North Dakota, which is where we're going to connect with Tanner Cherney, Devil's Lake Tourism, right now. Tanner, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Tyler. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. It's already Thursday. I've already got my eyes set for the weekend. I think there's a lot of people of that same mindset, whether it's for the Fargo Air Show taking place down here, or you know what? Unfortunately, summer's kind of coming to that wind down. It's already the 22nd of July. There's still some good fishing to do up in Devil's Lake, but you know what? Time's ticking. It's been a hot one out there. I mean, it's still, I'm not sure if we're in the 90s here as of now. Nope, I'm getting a head shake that we're not quite there yet, but we probably will be. That's impacting water temps, I'm sure, up there. Where are you finding some fish this late in the season?
So right now, you know, late July, we're finding a lot of our fish in that 15, 20-foot range, like we've kind of talked about the last couple of weeks. Seems like a lot of these fish that were in shallow in those weed beds have kind of moved out a little deeper now with these warmer days. And you'll still find a few up shallow, but the vast majority are going to be on that main lake basin that's, you know, before the flooding took place back in the early 90s, that shoreline is kind of where these fish hunker in, come mid to late summer and kind of stage up there until they start moving up, you know, to the creek beds up in the channels this fall.
That's what so a little bit deeper. That's what I anticipated. Curious, I mean, we still using bottom bouncers? What's reeling them in, I guess, if it's they're a little bit deeper now, it's a little bit cooler in that deeper water. What's catching them?
So the best way to catch fish right now is going to be that bottom bouncer. Basically, trolling is your method that you're going to want to target on the lake. Bottom bouncers and spinners, bottom bouncers and smiley blades, pulling crankbaits with lead core. Those three tactics are probably going to be how these fish get a little more scattered this time of year, so you may not have, you know, as big of a school that might be sitting on a congregated rock pile. So you're going to be able to cover water, pick up bites a little bit quicker, and, you know, word of the wise is if you get out early in the morning, you're going to have that much more of an enjoyable day before this dang heat hits by mid-afternoon.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you had to choose, all right, some people, yeah, they're early risers. Some people, you know what, I like getting my day started later on. But you have to pick. You get the best bite. Is it in the morning or is it late evening?
I'm going to pick the morning just because of the fact that you get that cool down overnight. So it's going to be a little bit cooler, but yet you've got still low light conditions in the early morning where, you know, in the evening, those fish may still have not as active because it's been bright and sunny all day. So sure. If I were a betting man, if I were to choose one or the other, I would pick early morning.
Early morning. Get the coffee brewing earlier there, boys and girls. Tanner, I know there's some other things going on besides obviously just fishing and Devil's Lake. We're encouraging people, if you want to book your fall trips up there, now's the time to start thinking about that because they start filling up. Any other summer activities you want to get out about the next week before I let you go and
yeah.
Chat again next?
Absolutely. So this weekend here on this 24th on Saturday at Ruger Park is going to be our sixth annual Rib Fest, which is going to be really cool. We've got a lot of cookers ready to grill. I believe it's $10 for adults and $5 for kids, and festivities kind of take place mid-morning and all through the afternoon, and then the judging begins. I believe it's around 4:30 or so. So it's going to be a fun event. So, you know, it's perfect time to get on the water, get the walleyes in the morning, and head into town and go enjoy some ribs and see the flavor of the area.
Sixth annual. Is this thing continue to grow? Were you able to have it last year? Or explain, because I love ribs. That's kind of my go-to thing. I have not been at Devil's Lake's Rib Fest, so tell me more about this.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we did not have it last year, kind of like with everything that was kind of postponed. But we started it, you know, 6 years ago, now technically seven, and we just have grown it every year where we get some of the judges, like we've had the fire chief and police chief and different people, dignitaries throughout the community that are so-called judges that get to try all of the ribs. But yeah, we get, you know, quite a few people entered into this, and it's just a way to give everyone the opportunity to show off their cooking, which we all love grilling and everything like that, especially in the summer. And then also for the community to come in and actually have a nice little meal on a Saturday afternoon and partake in it. And we've got a kid zone set up. So there's going to be some fun things taking place.
Well, I'm just saying, if this gets to the seventh annual, and if you're still looking for judges, I enjoy some ribs, but we'll talk about that off air some other time. Tanner, I'm going to let you go this week. I always appreciate checking in, man. You take care.
You too, Tyler.
All right, thanks. Tanner Cherney. Devil's Lake Tourism has lots to do up there. Summer, we still got time, but you know what? Once it gets fall up there too, if you want to book your fall fishing trips or if you're doing waterfall, start looking into some of that right now because it starts filling up pretty quick. Let's get you that weather update from Two Tall Tom Schmancy. He's going to tell you it's going to be a hot one out for this weekend, but you know what? I'm okay with that. We'll wrap up the first hour next.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay.